Don.
Don, we're on the air.
Sorry, I'm just getting in some jumping jacks before work. I don't want to be one of the 250,000 Americans who die prematurely each year from conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
Oh, brother, another segment about the benefits of exercise. What's the big deal? Isn't there some medicine that takes care of these diseases?
Well, medication is great for stabilizing existing conditions, but it doesn't solve the underlying problems.
And everybody knows that exercising is good for you.
Yes, but now scientists suggest that exercise is even more than that. The theory is that humans are genetically programmed by evolution to be physically active. After all, our ancestors spent millions of years hunting and gathering, and only the last few thousand years as cultivators.
So cushy office jobs aren't natural?
Right. So today, when we think of the average person, we think of someone who doesn't exercise. And what these scientists are saying is that the biological norm is a person who is very active.
I'm not sure I see your point.
So instead of saying that exercising decreases your risk for certain health problems, it's more correct to say that not exercising increases your risk for those problems. Your body expects you to exercise, and when you don't, your body is more likely to break down. So when you do nothing, you're actually making things worse.
Wow.
One, two, three.
Those jumping jacks are looking pretty good. I'll join you shortly. But first, a reminder that this moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Denit Brown with help from Joel Steger in kinesiology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.